Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 20th day of May, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 44 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 48 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's cooled down quite a bit. They're saying we might get some snow this weekend. We could. It'll just be a dusting. It won't be enough to matter. I mean, it's so dry. Oh, man. Oh, I hate it. I know, because it's going to bring the smoke, and I don't want to breathe smoke all summer long, but I can see it coming. That being said, let's see what we have on the itinerary here. Tennessee lawmakers alarmed by reports White House secretly flying migrant children into their state. We'll hit it when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, we all want to know what recolonization feels like. Well, I mean, this is blatant. You talk about taking what belongs to us and giving it to somebody else, taking it without due process of the law. That's why that fucking Bill of Rights was put there, to protect us from exactly what is happening today. And the reason it's happening is because we're fucking letting it. So let's just keep letting it. And like I promised you guys, man, and I'm just going to stick to that promise. It's coming to your front door soon, sooner than you think. Tennessee lawmakers alarmed by reports White House is secretly flying migrant children into state. And remember, them children have fucking beards. Them fucking children are fucking fighting age men. Them children are MS-13 gang fucking members. And they're not even telling the goddamn states they're coming in. It could be one in your neighborhood. Could one be one just moved in next fucking door? That hack your fucking kid up, rape your daughter. I mean, I'm watching the cases on the, you know, for the trials of these ones that have murdered these, like the woman that was jogging and all this shit. And it's just fucking, fuck us. That's what these elitist motherfuckers are saying. They cannot stand the fact that we do hold the goddamn power and authority in this country. And it's goddamn time we fucking exercised it, people. Or just bend over and fucking take it. Bend over that goddamn ditch and take that bullet in the back of your miserable fucking cowardly head and get it over with. Anyway, this is from Fox News. Lawmakers from Tennessee are sounding the alarm after reports that the Biden administration has been flying unaccompanied minors into the state in the middle of the night without their knowledge. The White House is transporting migrants into an airport in Chattanooga, from where they are bused to cities within the southeast, as first reported by local news outlet WRCB TV Channel 3. Senator Marsha Blackburn, Republican Tennessee, said in a statement for Fox News that the transportation of migrants is taking place in the dead of the night without the knowledge or permission of the communities involved. See, I mean, this is a total fucking communist goddamn fucking revolution right in your fucking face. You're not fighting it. Senator Bill Hagerty, Republican Tennessee, said in a statement to Fox News that his residents deserve answers from the... We deserve some answers. See, our fucking slaves, our goddamn subjects, they deserve some answers to know how come their kids are getting hacked up in their fucking goddamn neighborhoods. Are fucking... Nobody can speak fucking English. You go in a goddamn restaurant here, and I'm in fucking up in Oregon, up in the fucking mountains. You go in here, nobody can speak no goddamn English. It happened just like we said it would. They shut down all the restaurants over this fucking COVID lie. And now when they come back, man, I'm telling you, no fucking body in there. Come in, nobody speaks your fucking language in your goddamn country. That means you're being fucking replaced. That means this place is being recolonized. How do you like it? You're a second class, third class fucking citizen with no fucking rights. You got that? If you fucking accept it, because that's the only reason this shit's happening. People, no pushback. I mean, God Almighty, where's your fucking guts? Where's your fucking care for your fucking progeny? This is our country. These fuckers just elbow their way and just figure it's everything is just fucking grand. They got fucking businesses. They're fucking doing well. They got new fucking cars. They got fucking nice houses and shit while our people are living in fucking on the goddamn beaches and on the fucking freeways. What a sorry fucking lot we are. I have warned for months that President Biden's failure at the border would result in... No, ain't no goddamn failure. Don't call it a fucking... Who said this shit here? Bill Hagerty? Bill Hagerty, you're a phony motherfucker. Don't you call this a goddamn failure by Biden. This is a fucking total success by Biden. Not by Biden's, it's the fucking figurehead. By the fucking international communists that have invaded this goddamn country and are fucking taking it over right in front of your fucking eyes and you're not even fighting them. You're pathetic. Said in a statement to Fox News that his residents deserve answers from the administration. Administration won't just give us some answers and it's alright if they take our fucking country away from us and leave us in a third world fucking hellhole. Just like the one that they fleed. I've said it before, it is not the goddamn land in Honduras. It's not the land in Guatemala, El Salvador, Mexico. Fucking, it's not the land in fucking China. Every fucking place around the goddamn world these son of a bitches are coming from. It's the fucking people. These Central and South American countries are fucking rich in resource. Just like Venezuela. It's the goddamn people. They are a people that will be enslaved, and it's starting to look like fucking a percentage of you out there will fucking bend over and take it and lick their fucking feet as they stomp on your fucking face going into your goddamn country unresisted. I have warned for months. you son of a bitch. I have warned for months that President Biden's failure at the border would result in a systematic resettlement of migrants. They're not fucking migrants. They are illegal aliens. They came into this country in violation of even your goddamn corporate policies. And they sure came into this country in violation of that fucking supreme law of we of the people of December 15, 1791. It's called the fucking Bill of Rights. They're taking what is ours. Not even a fucking thought of due process of law. In fact, scorning our fucking free our due process of the law. They're pissing in our faces. They can't speak our fucking language and they're talking to each other. Hey, I'm pissing it in his face. I'm pissing it in her face. We'll piss all over these people. They got no fucking spines. They got shiny guns, but they got no fucking spines. migrants in, migrants, it's not migrants, illegal aliens, invaders in our communities, burdening our schools, hospitals. Yeah, well, no, it's because you're fucking letting them in. They're not, and they are your schools and your hospitals, but this is your fucking socialism. This is your communism that was already put in place so that when this recolonization force got here, they'd feel right at fucking home. Schools, hospitals, and law enforcement agencies, and bringing in an increase in drug trafficking and human smuggling. Haggerty said, a new reality is happening in our country. Every town is now a border town. There you fucking go. Now you're living in a border town. Now they're just like them people down on the, down in, Texas and Arizona and New Mexico. They'll be coming right up and just pounding, get out of your house, man. Get the fuck out of your house. It's my house now. Take your fucking shiny gun with you, bitch. I'm going to rape your fucking daughter in front of you while I'm at it, because you're such a fucking coward, you won't even hold your own fucking property. You're pathetic. Oh, God. And drug trafficking and human smuggling, huh? Every town is a border town now, people. I told you they would be at your fucking doors. And hey, they're flying them in. You're paying. You are fucking paying. What a foolish fucking bunch of assholes. I mean, we fight to keep this goddamn site up, and the people in this goddamn country are paying to have their fucking throats cut. I know it's not all of you. I know that the fucking majority out there, I know, I sit in the same fucking position. I could charge out there. I could do the right thing, and I will before I die, unless I die of a fucking brain aneurysm or a heart attack or something that I don't see coming. I will fucking fight. If I'm the only goddamn one that does it. My great-grandchildren, my grandchildren are not going to seek out my grave to piss on it when they can get away from their slave masters. Just think about some fucking goddamn Chinese fucking taking the whip to your fucking grandchildren. You cowardly motherfuckers. This Haggerty should be bitch slapped right down in the fucking the ground. Just for saying, hey, fucker, what are you doing letting it happen? Why aren't there arrests being made right there in the goddamn Congress? Because it ain't a Congress. It's a fucking committee. It's a communist committee. It's an international communist committee. Your republic has been removed and replaced with a corporation, don't you know? And we put in this 14th Amendment thing that we wrote down on a piece of paper, completely fucking against the law, fucking criminal to, well, it's goddamn treason and sedition in its nature, without authority. Just like the United States corporations, without authority. There is no authority for it. In fact, it is against the goddamn law. Why isn't the law being enforced? Because you're not enforcing it. It was to be enforced against those who would inflict tyranny upon you. And those who inflict tyranny upon you are not going to enforce the law upon themselves. Don't you get it? This is coming to a shit bite. And it's I'm telling you, the longer you wait, the more entrenched, the more they pump in, the bigger the fucking fight, the more of us that are going to have to die to fucking get this shit out of this country. And you fucking know it. I believe there are people out there doing things to tell you the truth. I mean, they had that thing in Colorado that popped up on the TV, somebody ambushed a cop or what might have you. I think there's shit going on all over this fucking country that they're not going to fucking report it. I think, but we need to pick it up. Until these son of a bitches start fearing us, you're not even going to see them acknowledge us. They're not going to acknowledge our fucking Bill of Rights. They're not going to acknowledge the fact that we are the supreme jurisdictional authority for the United States of these Americas. They're just not going to do it. Why should they? They're meeting no resistance. See, once they do start meeting resistance, and once we bust loose and start fighting, you watch how many of these fucking cocksuckers who are been making fucking bank off this goddamn misery come sleazing out of the fucking corners. Well, we'll negotiate the deal. We'll negotiate a better fucking form of fucking communism for you. We'll negotiate capitalism. We will let them know this is going to be a capitalist country. It will be fucking socialist. It will be communist. But by God, us capitalists are going to be in charge here, okay? Well, except for the chinks that are in charge, that have bought up a fucking huge tracts of your goddamn oil lands, your fucking, your natural resources, the fucking, your fucking farmlands. They bought up tons of it. They're running their own goddamn banks in here and bringing counterfeit money in on top of it. It is full fucking destruction, just like we told you it would be. And fucking Trump ushered it in. He put all the pieces in place, and fucking this deadhead Biden, he doesn't think. If he had ever had an idea in the last 10 years, it's been a lonely son of a bitch. Like I said, I gotta believe they change his diaper every time just before he comes on the fucking stage, and again after he leaves. He's not even fucking cognizant of what's going on. I mean, the big bitch, oh, the Republicans are really real, man, they're really, hey man, at some point, there is called the fucking right to fucking lay down the law. I mean, if this was truly the republic it's supposed to be under the Constitution, there would be arrests being made in that fucking goddamn, in the halls of Congress. They're breaking the goddamn law right out in the open. Even their own fucking phony ass policies, they are fucking, oh, we set those aside as we fucking please. Just like this fucking, this invasion. I mean, they have put policy, and it is nothing but policy, because it could never be law until it was ratified, because we already had the law of the Bill of Rights to protect us from invasion. Because an invasion would equal taking what belongs to us without due process of the fucking law. And even though they did put their own proxies in fucking place inside of our fucking government, these goddamn Zionist Jew motherfuckers, they couldn't do it. We'd go straight to the, take them straight into the common law courts and say, it's no problem to show you're taking something from me. And it's no problem to show that there is no due process of the fucking law. There's not even a filing. And you're taking from me and giving to this foreign national. You son of a bitch, you fucking traitor. Now I'm gonna hang your ass. But that's why the fucking common law courts were the first thing that had to go. Okay, let's just fucking face that. They're fucking gone. And it ain't that they don't know what they're fucking doing. Exactly what they're fucking doing, because they do. So that leaves the second article. That means we're supposed to. It is our duty to fucking shoot them out of this fucking country. I don't give a goddamn if they fucking come. They see the children out front. You know they were talking about over there in fucking Palestine. I thought it was fucking pretty ironic. They were talking about the Palestinians' reason their kids are getting, so many kids are getting killed there in on the Gaza Strip is because they're using them as human shields. Well, they ain't working too well, are they? Because you don't give a fuck if there's kids down there or not. They're dropping bombs and blowing down huge fucking buildings down on people where they fucking live. They've killed more fucking civilians. I mean, that's all they fucking killed. They're murdering motherfuckers. And you think they won't, they give a shit about you? Oh, man. Those fucking goddamn, those Zionist pig motherfucking Israelis have the same contempt for you as they do for those Palestinians. They didn't fucking come and they asked, this is when they arrived and started a settlement. No, that was a fucking invasion. That was an invasion that was fucking met with fucking force with force, and of course the mighty U.S. of A., the fucking, people that mind their own goddamn business and fucking, you know, have freedom and liberty. We went over there and we fucking backed a fucking invasion into another people's country who had done nothing to us. Who had done nothing to nobody. It was their fucking homes. Just imagine having this, well, you're gonna see it, cause it's coming to you now. You're gonna see exactly what them Palestinians went through. They're gonna come just take your goddamn home. They're gonna change the name of your fucking town to Cinco de Mayo. You just watch what I tell you. You'll stand and fight, or you'll get down on your goddamn knees and admit that you're a fucking low-life fucking coward. Man, just do yourself. Save a fucking bullet for them. Blackburn said Biden has not only put these children at risk, and that's what it comes down to. It's always those, their children. Oh, my goodness, that's what we got to worry about. These fucking animals, fucking like rabbits in other country. Hey man, what would happen if you just fucking put your kid out on the fucking street? In fact, we've had people who just had their kids walking home from fucking school. And here was fucking CSD to protect them kids by taking them away from their parents. These motherfuckers here are dropping them over a 15-foot fence, sending them a fucking loan. Why? Because once they get inside, that's their ticket in. I mean, God damn it. How about fucking rounding all them kids up, taking them to back to where their parents are, taking them straight to them, jailing their fucking parents, and handing them over to the fucking governments of Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, whatever fucking country they came from, and saying, they're your fucking responsibility, not our people's. We ain't gonna work for you. We're not gonna be slaves for you. We're not gonna raise your goddamn children for you. We're not gonna educate your children for you so they can take the place of our fucking children on our fucking real estate. Got it? What would it take? I mean, you have these fucking, the big hero moms on fucking Fox News, the ones that are coming up, you know, saying, this culture thing or what the hell are they calling it, counterculture fucking bullshit that they're fucking teaching, you know, we should hate America. That 1669, that's when America really began. No, it fucking wasn't. No, it fucking wasn't. It ended when the fucking gunfire fucking stopped. In 1787, I believe it was, but and then 1789 before they got around to their phony fucking constitution. Here nor there. We hold this country by possession. And we hold it by fucking law, because we put the law in place that said it was ours and nobody could ever take it. They would have to take it from each individual one of us. And they would have had to done it through the courts. And they knew they couldn't do it through the courts. So they got rid of the fucking courts. And so they're going to say, well, we'll push it to the point where you're going to either have to shoot us or we're going to fucking just take it from you. I'll shoot you. You ain't taking it from me. But how many people, I mean, Jesus Christ Almighty, are even bitching about it enough? They are taking your fucking money. While we're here fucking fighting in the fucking trenches, they are taking your fucking money. Your money is being used to fuck us. To fuck the people who will fight. You are aiding and abetting the fucking enemy. You're bringing these son of a bitches in. Well, like I said, I seen this coming. I seen this coming because, man, it takes a certain point of fucking, I guess. I mean, how much shit will people take is, I guess, my question. How much will you fucking take before you fucking shoot that gun? Before you say, all right, I'm putting my life fucking, I'm writing my life off because it ain't even a fucking life like this. This is not freedom. This is not liberty. This is letting a bunch of fucking third world nobodies take my goddamn country from me when I know I can whip their ass. I can whip their ass easy. And I can take all these goddamn Zionist fucking agents calling themselves politicians in this fucking corporation and I can fucking take care of them easily. But you gotta fucking do it. I just can't keep coming up on the air and just reading this shit. Yeah, they're doing it. Yeah, but I can't afford to go down to get a fucking tank of gas. Goddamn gas over $4 a gallon because they're taking back every dollar that they fucking give you stupid asses for you to sit there and be complacent. They're taking it back. Everything's doubled in fucking price. Are you getting any more? Are you going and getting the same shit you were getting before, only you're giving twice as much money back to the corporation? Because they're the only ones that ever get anything in this goddamn country. It's all corporate welfare. Even the fucking welfare they send to you, where does it go? If they send you food stamps, where does it go? Back to the corporation. It's just the difference of them handing you the slave fodder or handing you a fucking ticket, which is like, money ain't even a ticket, it's just fucking, it's worthless. But handing them that, you know, what is supposed to be the wealth, like all you're really getting is a little handful of bullshit. This whole country belongs to you as they hand fucking billions. You know, I was watching a thing before I came up here. They were showing people, I think it was in Los Angeles, they moved into the tourist district. There, all these goddamn, oh man, the crime and everything from these homeless fucking people. And there is, I mean, goddamn, these are people that have given up. I ain't gonna give up and fucking put heroin in my fucking arm. I'm gonna put a fucking gun to my shoulder. I ain't giving shit. But you see it. You fucking see it. You see your people living like goddamn dogs. Look at their fucking clothes. Look at how filthy they are. Look how fucking run down they are. And then look at these so-called fucking oppressed people from Honduras, 300 fucking pounds, and supposedly you walked about 10 fucking feet for a camera shot, you fat ass bitch. And I ain't gonna fucking buy into none of this shit. You know where the money's coming from to pump these fuckers from in here from? From this fucking four billion that fucking, Trump sent down there just for that fucking purpose. And if you don't think that these son of a bitches are all shitting through the same hole, you are too stupid to even fucking be a brick. You're dumber than dirt. And now, what they're saying, well, goddamn, what? Pamela Harris go down there, man, if we could give these people some money. But then see what the problem is we did put money down there, but, their corrupt government stole it from them, you see? How about their corrupt governments get all their fucking goddamn people shoved right back in their fucking face? Get out of my goddamn country or you're gonna die here. I might die here too, fighting you and killing you and getting killed. But you're gonna fucking die. People only take so much. It's like this fucking vaccine. It hit the fucking wall. They ain't got shit of what they're telling you they have vaccinated. They just do not, and they know it. That's why they're starting to go to other fucking issues like this. You know, these murders that happened 3 fucking years ago. All this shit that's making the mainstream propaganda machine run. They're pulling away from the COVID fucking thing. They want to use it because, man, anything they want. Well, we want $2 trillion to finance international communism. Well, you can't fucking have it. And well, it's for infrastructure. Infrastructure is not fucking building back, giving Izzy Blasenstein's cousin a goddamn $1 million or $3 million for putting up a big billboard of a fucking basketball team. It's not fucking green energy. It's not none of the shit that you're fucking, it doesn't matter if it is anyway. So you're stealing from us. We don't want you to have what is ours. I don't want you to have one single bit more of the resource that belongs to me. I say no. I say you are a fucking fraud. It's easily proven that you are a fraud. You're fucking, I mean, they're about in the hell, they'll admit they're a fucking fraud. And they're still stealing from you. And you're still fucking letting them. I know that, everybody thinks that, oh God, it's a majority. It ain't the fucking majority. I guarantee you got 40 million people that would like to just bust loose right now. What's holding us back? Same thing that, I mean, like I told you, many people have heard this about when I was talking to Bill Petter about this, when the fucking Georgians and the Soviet Union finally started dragging fucking soldiers out of tanks. And beating those fuckers down. That's how bad it had to get before those people would fucking act. They didn't have no goddamn weapons. I mean, just pull them out of the fucking tanks and just, they just had it. They'd been starved down enough. Are you gonna want your children like the children of the Weimar Republic? Are you gonna want your goddamn children starved? Are you that fucking cowardly? You're gonna want your child be displaced by some fucking third world motherfucking piece of shit from down in the, from Honduras. Those people couldn't accomplish freedom and liberty in their own fucking country, could they? If they did, they're resource rich. They wouldn't need to come to America, would they? They're coming up here because they're telling them, come up here and be the recolonization force. We'll give you a better wage than you're getting in your country. There, I know you got savings, so you got. I mean, they talk about them. You know, some people have put their whole savings into getting here, and it's for financial reasons. That's a fucking invasion to take what's yours, you stupid ass. These are not refugees. You want to see the refugees? Look along the freeways. Look at your own fucking people. You want to see what a refugee looks like? That's what it looks like. It isn't wearing brand new fucking clothes. When they cross the goddamn Rio Grande, they strip off their fucking clothes and they fucking put on brand new fucking clothes because it's all being provided to them by the fucking treasonous Zionist motherfuckers claiming to be the government of the United States that are a total 110% treasonous fraud. And we allow it to go on. It's like all these goddamn orders from fucking, oh, the governor gave this guideline. If you don't follow it, Nancy Pelosi in the fucking goddamn House of Congress, she's giving out fines for people wearing masks. What the fuck is going on in this country? Does anybody ask? How about somebody that says, fuck you, Nancy Pelosi. Who the fuck are you? Back it, bitch. Or get your goddamn guys over here. We'll get our goddamn guys over here. And we'll see who owns this fucking country. But you're going to have it right. I mean, the fighting is going to be right on fucking top of you by the time you fucking get the... You're just waiting too long. You're waiting too long. You're making a big fucking mistake. It's the more of the good American... More... You see... The pieces of shit that are fucking responsible for this, the pieces of shit that are fucking going along with this, they need to die. They're fucking traitors to our people and to our fucking law. It's the good people that are going to die because you're waiting too long, guys. You're waiting too long. You're letting them entrench. You're letting them, they're in, I mean, invasion. They are, what's a goddamn airplane ticket cost? Can you afford one? Well, they can afford one to, I've just read it to you, to fly these kids, these children, for these children. What about our fucking children? Our children are going hungry in this goddamn country. There's big lines at the goddamn, food banks. These motherfuckers don't gotta go to a food bank. They're getting fucking $200 and some a fucking day. Housing. School. Everything. And dare you say anything about it? You're a fucking racist. No, I'm a nationalist. I'm an American national. This goddamn country belongs to me. And I'm not gonna let you take, you might take it from somebody else. You're not taking it from me. And I believe there are 40 million motherfuckers that need to move and need to move now. I believe you're out there doing shit. I have to believe it. I have to believe it. Because I do think I know my people. But you better start doing a whole lot worse and a whole lot more shit quick. I mean, you've got goddamn Palestinians in the streets down in fucking, I think it was down in LA, and the fucking Jews fucking fighting in your street waving their goddamn flags. That's what you get with your multiculturalism. All of you, get the fuck out. Go over there and fight. You ain't fighting here. This ain't our goddamn fight. We weren't supposed to be getting involved in foreign entanglements, but that's what happens when you allow a handful of fucking traitors to make you a part of a international world trade union. Fuck you. No such thing can exist in the United States of these Americas. We are a sovereign fucking country. This didn't go through your goddamn House of Congress, people. This is international shit. This is fucking nowhere land. I mean, go pick a place out in the middle of the ocean, look up in the sky, and that's where this shit comes from. This isn't even a fucking place you can invade. All you can do is kill the fucking people who are trying to perpetrate it upon you. And you better start fucking thinking the shit over and get the fucking moving. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Put food on the table.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed because they're not sending us no fucking money. They're not going to send no fucking money this way, people. It's just more fucking hassle and more fucking fight to even keep it going, to even keep our fucking voices going. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific time, and that was Down Here with the Rest of Us by Social Distortion. And Down Here with the rest of us are the fucking American nationals that own this goddamn country that these motherfuckers are taking from us right in front of us without a fire and a fucking shot. Though I do believe there's shit going on. I believe there are people doing the right thing. I mean, you can tell by the shift, the way that they started fucking acting, pretending like, oh, we're going to slow things down there. We're going to slow it down. It never slowed down at the fucking border. During Trump, they pumped them fucking through here. They pumped them through private train stations. They never slowed fucking down. And let's go on to this next article. Gun and ammunition sales are booming as firearm background checks surge, and CEO of Vista Outdoor says millennials and women are leading the charge. This is from Yahoo News, and it is fucking total fucking bullshit. This is a propaganda piece to misdirect your fucking mind. Gun and ammunition sales are surging as the country begins to reopen from the pandemic. Oh, really? In 2020, the FBI processed a record 39.7 million firearm background checks. And I'm coming to where I don't buy this goddamn none of the... How can you believe these numbers if you can't believe none of the rest of them? They'll tell you any fucking thing to get you to wait one more fucking day, to let them entrench one more fucking day, to make sure that they get to hack your fucking ass up and take everything that fucking belongs to you. The most of any year since the agency started recording the data, this year data indicated that there could be another record set with firearm background checks up over 30% from this time last year. See, I think this whole article is a misdirection. Vista Outdoor, a company that manufactures ammunition and outdoor sports and recreation equipment, told Fox Business that it has been a heightened interest in firearms and ammunition in recent months. Well, yeah, but there ain't been none in recent months. I mean, I don't know where in the hell they're buying all these fucking guns when there ain't none for sale. They'll tell you. There's a shortage of fucking guns. There's a shortage of ammunition. There's a shortage of fucking loading supplies. But hey, man, we're breaking records selling guns. How in the hell is both of those things possible? While the pandemic drove people outdoors. Now, this is their excuse here. Now, listen, because I do know a lot of people that, like, young women are getting guns, but they're getting pistols, and they're getting them for one fucking reason, and that is to protect their goddamn lives from these motherfuckers that they're flying into their goddamn neighborhoods with machetes to hack their kids up and rape them. While the pandemic drove people outdoors, and even as restrictions on outdoor gatherings are easing, people continue to express interest in outdoor activities such as hunting. There ain't nothing left to fucking hunt, and that's fucking horse shit. It's all about hunting. See, everybody ain't getting gunned up to fucking shoot. Nobody's angry about this shit. Everybody loves the fact that this country is fucking being invaded. Well, not everybody. Not even the fucking majority. A small fucking minority is trying to fluff itself up. It is that fucking grouse with that little fucking chicken in the fucking middle of it hunting my fucking ball sack. In March, the FBI received about 4.7 million firearm background checks, more than ever recorded in a single month. And watch how they keep on pushing this. See, this is propaganda fucking old style. Chris Metz, the CEO of Vista Outdoors, said new demographics have begun to express interest in firearms. Vista Outdoor added 8 million new people to its hunting and shooting categories. They just want them to hunt and shoot with. See, that's all that people are buying. I don't think that our people are getting as many of these guns as they're fucking saying. I think these fucking guns are going to those motherfuckers that are pouring over that fucking border and getting trained on those Indian reservations to be the frontline cannon fodder for the fucking suits that our planet think they can fucking take us. And we keep fucking around. I'll tell you what, there's 7 billion people in this on this goddamn planet. You let enough of them in here and you just won't, you just can't kill them all. They would just, I mean, it will become an impossible fucking ability because you're not defending nothing. Nobody's even fucking trying to hold them back. Nobody's trying to slow it down even, let alone stop it. 8 million new people to its hunting and shooting categories in 2021, most of which have been younger generations as well as women and people of color. Well, the women and people of color, the women that I know a lot of women that have bought fucking guns, I shit you not, and they've all been fucking pistols, and they ain't for fucking hunting. And the fact, I mean, like I said, hunting, what the fuck, I don't know if anybody's ever, if these people have ever been hunting, where in the hell are you going to go? You go out there, and they're fucking, the fucking deer, it is so bad here when that fucking hunting season, they cram so many people out in the fucking woods, it's dangerous to go out there. Because if these are people who have never fucking shot guns or hunted before, you're likely to get fucking shot. But it ain't. This is not what it is. They are going to come out into the woods just so that they can stand outside without a fucking mask on and not worry about somebody getting them. They're not coming here to hunt. There ain't nothing to fucking hunt. I was talking to a kid the other day, and we were talking about it, and I'm just fucking the scarcity. I have friends that have fucking hunted all of their fucking lives, you know, legally. And they fucking, two people, I mean, they have private properties. They hunt. Neither one of them even saw a fucking deer last year. Not one fucking, they didn't see a deer. They never failed to get a deer. And now you're saying, all these people are going out, they're going hunting, huh? You reckon so? Well, there's going to be some hunting going on, I do believe. But it ain't going to be for fucking deer or elk or fucking geese or anything else. It's going to be fucking for man meat. It's going to be enforcing the fucking law. But I think these guns, I think this is just a fucking article to throw people's minds off because these fucking guns are going somewhere. And I believe they're going to these goddamn invaders as they come across. They're training them. That's the price they pay to get in here, to get what is fucking ours, so that it'll be theirs. And then once they get this third world fucking country, see, those people down there, they've been done disarmed, okay? Just like the people in Venezuela, they allowed themselves to be disarmed. We won't. So they get these son of a bitches to come in and be, I mean, if they have to sacrifice, you know, they think they'll sacrifice 20 million and that'll be enough to fucking, to take us out, to remove us from fucking power, to remove the people from power. But it ain't gonna fucking do it because we're not just gonna fucking just play your fucking game. We're not gonna fight the goddamn cannon fodder you fucking brought in here. You're going to find out about, I mean, the Tucker Carlson's doing a special on AR-15s. Why is the most popular gun in the country? Oh, the AR-15. Fucking come up against me with an AR-15. I'll just have a bolt action rifle. Come and hunt me and see what fucking happens. See if you won't even fucking hear the shot that fucking killed you. And they fucking know it. It is our big boars they fear. That's why the loading supplies are being, that's why they're fucking clamped down on them. They ain't going to let them out. They're going to keep you from fucking loading those bullets that'll reach out and touch them at 800 yards or 1,000 yards, depending on how long you've been shooting and how much practice you can get. And the people were out there practicing. By God, man, I'm telling you, the last two summers before this, every time I went to the fucking mountains, I heard it all day long. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom, off different distances. People all over the fucking place. And everybody was fucking reloading. And they were fucking getting their guns out there so they could fucking, you know, they. And it went for deer season. Because most of the people I know around here, fucking, they wouldn't go out in the goddamn woods in deer season. Too fucking dangerous. You might get shot by some idiot fucking shooting at a bush that fucking wiggled. At any rate, like I said, I don't believe this for 1 minute. I think all them fucking guns are going to these fucking invaders. They're building them a fucking army because they didn't have no communist army in this goddamn country, people. They couldn't divide us and make us fight each other over race, and they're pushing the race. Goddamn, are they pushing the race? And it would be so easy to buy into because they are shoving it in your fucking face and into the white people's face. I mean, they're telling white people that, oh, fuck, you're beneath you. You're beneath. You don't know nothing. And we're going to change math because you know how to fucking add better than the other person. This would be so easy, but it would be stupid. Because the fucking, the black people in this fucking country, brown people in this fucking country that are American nationals, are our fucking allies. They're our brothers. The only chance we got, people, is we all come together as one fucking people. Put all this shit aside. Don't let them race bait you. I mean, and goddamn the bait they're throwing out there. I mean, they're all but spitting in your fucking face. How about instead of just saying, oh, fuck them, you know, the blacks, and we'll wipe them out. Yeah, go ahead and wipe them out for them. And then they can wipe some of you out for them. And then they can bring in their fucking rest of their fucking, the Pope's little brown army from south of the border that they're training on these Indian reservations. And then they can bring them in and fucking kill the rest of you. You stupid asses. You stand together and you start putting a stop to this now. I ain't shitting you. You keep fucking waiting. You're just going to be too fucking late. No matter, we were uninvadable. This country could not be conventionally invaded ever. And we have just sat here and watched this fucking shit. We've watched it happen. And some people, I mean, they have the communists down there, you know, and every fucking thing you hear is about their poor little children. What about our fucking children? There's never a fucking word about it. Whose representatives are they supposed to be? If this were a republic, which it is not, it is a fucking corporation, an international corporation. But whose representatives were they supposed to be? The representatives of the people of Honduras? Of the people of El Salvador? Of Guatemala? Of China? Of South Korea? Every fucking corner of the fucking world? They were the representatives, they are the representatives of the invasion. They are the fucking inside people for the fucking invasion, supplying them with fucking arms to kill we the people. Because why? Because the technology had reached the point that we were seeing exactly what those son of a bitches are. We found out that our country is being run by foreigners, fucking carrying dual passports. Hell, that's a hell of a thing to find out, ain't it? That should have been enough right there. God, there's 1,000 things that should have been enough. But here we are, you know, our country is being run by outside fucking forces. This is not a republic of the, with an emphasis on the rights of the individuals. This is a corporation with world domination of a Zion empire based in the Middle East on the grounds of the old Ottoman Empire. And they're pushing that fucking, they're getting their war. They're getting their war just like, yes, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing good, brother. How are you?
I'm hanging in here. And you know what? And the main thing that really gets me about all this situation, let's just bring up the last topic you were just talking about, like that video Misty put up on the site. I mean, the guy in Arizona in Phoenix, that's been happening forever, man. And, you know, they want to, you know, now they want to classify us because we have found out the truth. And we understand we've been robbed our whole lives. Now, you know, we are the, I call them, you know, short DTs. You know, we are the domestic terrorists now. And, you know, I don't care. I wish they need to hurry up and do something. You know, I mean, because the bottom line is when it comes to it, man, we have been robbed. We have been lied to our whole lives. They have usurped our freedoms. They have usurped our liberty. They have tried to enslave us by increments. And the main thing is that we are going to have to kill them. That's the bottom line. If you're not on the government list, then you ain't doing nothing. That's a badge of honor for me to be on their list.
You goddamn right.
Those goddamn criminals.
You're absolutely correct. You're either going to kill them or they're going to kill you. They are bringing, an invasion is, I mean, God, the people become so fucking dumbed down that you don't see an invasion. I mean, and I watched it happen in Europe. I mean, they marched in column into Europe, and their fucking other armies and stuff were told to stand down as these people from other countries came into their goddamn countries, and they've taken over parts of those countries where the people that are indigenous there can't even go there. And there's me and Dion here. Hey, we fucking not looking at the pigment of one another's skin. We know that it has nothing to do with fucking race. It has to do with nationality. This goddamn country belongs to us. And we're being made poor in our own fucking country. See, once they get these goddamn foreigners in here, and they get them fucking, and the foreigners are going to do all the fighting. We're going to go hide over here, and we're going to go down in our bunker. And when they get done taking care of those American nationals, then we're going to come up, and we're going to just disarm them. Because they've already shown they'll hand their fucking guns in. Look what happened to the people of Venezuela when they handed their fucking guns in. 2 years after they handed their guns in. And they were turned into fucking goddamn rats beneath the fucking, beneath the Jew foot. They're rich people. You talk about goddamn resources, that's a rich country. But here they are coming across our goddamn border. You let your guns be taken from you because you do not have the fucking balls to fight. You didn't have the balls to fight in your own country, so you let them take your goddamn guns, and then you come up here, and this is the recolonization force. Once they have these people as the Americans, when they say, what is an American? America. Once they have that, accomplished that, there'll be no problem taking the fucking guns away from them. They'll just tell them to do it. They've fucking been enslaved for so fucking long, they wouldn't know what freedom was if it come up and bit them on the ass. But we do. Our goddamn rights are natural. And we've lived it. I mean, we've not lived what we're supposed to. Don't get me wrong here. They have stolen so much of our fucking freedom. They have violated my rights all my fucking life. I was born into a communist state, and I know it. But they had to keep up the illusion. Why? Because we'd fucking kill them if they didn't. The prior generations, I mean, I'm pissed at them. Think about it. When they needed some people, when Churchill and the people across the fucking ocean needed somebody to come over there and fucking stop the Germans, well, they came and got their conscripts from their fucking serfs over here in America, from their colony. That's still their fucking colony. And how many of our people went over there and fucking died to preserve international communism? Why was that Berlin Wall built? Why was communism given half of fucking Germany? Why? And then when the wall came down, remember fucking Reagan, Mr. Gorbachev, tear that wall down. That wasn't so that fucking freedom could get in. That was so the communism could get out. And then this fucking liberalism, it started, I mean, the fucking, damn, I hate to even use the word conservatives and fucking liberals because there ain't no such a fucking thing. But these goddamn sissy ass people have turned into fucking really candy ass. Fucking take it, whatever. What they do, they push me away. If you push, somebody pushes you, you turn around and you run away as fast as you can, and maybe they can't catch you. Or if they do, maybe they don't kill you all the way. They just beat the hell out of you. And you're accepting that and calling yourself a goddamn American? The people that were fighting, we were fucking notorious across this goddamn planet. You look over in the South Pacific, the battles in the South Pacific, they were killing 100 to 1. That's how brave our people used to be. If they were fighting for the government, when it comes to fighting for their own, you weren't fighting, you greatest generation bullshit motherfuckers. You were not fighting for fucking freedom and liberty. You were not fighting for that Bill of Rights. You were not fighting for your fucking people's freedom. You were fighting for the fucking corporation. You were fighting for like a game of fucking Risk or fucking whatever in the hell that the game, international conquest. This is empire building. And as more empires build, the smaller fucking sovereign countries get taken out. Now they're taking the main fucking countries. And we're going to have just one goddamn empire. And it will be Zion. And it will be based in Israel. And it will encompass the Ottoman Empire. They're setting up the stage. They were taking the rockets. They said they were being fired, out of the Gaza Strip. Oh, and then, hey, wait a minute. We're getting rockets out of Lebanon, too. And Netanyahu, you just stay out of my way. That little piss hole, nothing fucking shit hole in the desert. It's Palestine. But I'll tell you what, fucking people, you fucking destroy that son of a bitch. You destroy those fucking Zionists. And you could actually sit down. I mean, I got nothing against the people of this fucking world, except that they're fucking too cowardly to take their own country. So they come up here where we hold our country still, with our fucking guns because we won't let go of them because we're willing to die rather than become what they are. That's who you want. That's how they want to replace us. You got to know that. You got to know that's why it's being done. And you better fucking realize it before it's it's too late. It's already, it is at your doorstep. We'll be hearing in the future. I mean, what I just read you about, I'm pumping these fucking people in here and this bullshit fucking article. Oh, there are people who are just buying guns for hunting and stuff. Bullshit. Our fucking, those manufacturers are, them son of a bitches. Don't never forget them. If I'm fucking dead, you people better get every fucking one of those dirty, low down, communist, dick sucking, low life son of a bitchin', motherfucking goddamn gun manufacturers, and you fucking skin them alive. There's no Geneva Convention that we're signed on to. You skin those motherfuckers alive. You take them into your common law court and you show how them dirty motherfuckers aided in the invasion of your fucking country and aided in the fucking removal or the attempted removal of your autonomy, of your law. How they broke your fucking law to the tune of fucking treason and sedition. And you convict them of it. And you fucking skin them alive. You make them hurt like nobody else hurt. Because these motherfuckers, they were made rich by this fucking country and by our people. And now, boy, they found another way to join with the international communists. Well, we don't even have to hard, it's just like everything else. We don't even have to work nearly as hard. It's like a $23 aspirin at the hospital. It's driving the price of our product. We're making fucking bank. They are traitors against we the people. And every fucking one of them deserves to fucking hang by the neck until fucking dead. Because they are fucking blatant, in your face, easily proven criminals. Anyway, this is as much as I can take. It's top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, you think about it. You better read that story. They're flying them in. They're in more and more of them into the interior of the United States. Well, you're going to be fucking surrounded. And the fucking terrain. I mean, we have every fucking advantage. We have the fucking largest armed force on the planet. But at some fucking point, people, that ain't gonna be a fucking enough if you just keep letting them just fucking come and go. As they fucking please and as they're hacking your children up along the way. Murdering fucking Americans. And this son of a bitch is sitting there like the dead-headed motherfucker Biden. I mean, I look at that son of a bitch and I go, what a pathetic piece of shit. That's an embarrassment to the idea of our country, what it was supposed to be anyway, isn't it? That something like that is fucking what you're calling your fucking leader? And what do you got behind him? The fucking some bitch who fucking probably came here illegally too? If not, she ain't been here a fucking generation. And she's spouting communism right in your goddamn face. How about our brothers? 50,000 dead in Vietnam. 30,000 in goddamn Korea. They shouldn't have never fought the communism. We should have just embraced this. We should have just fucking handed our country over to these foreigners. See, these foreigners couldn't do it without the power behind them, the Soros, the fucking goddamn Zuckerbergs, all the fucking, Rockefellers and the fucking Rothschilds, the fucking money. You notice how they can just travel? It seems like they can get from here to there, or just like they come here in a free plane ticket. What the fuck does a free plane ticket? Did they send that much money to every American in the United States? No, these people aren't even fucking Americans. They're here unlawfully taking what is ours without due process of the law, pissing, shitting all over our fucking Bill of Rights, which is the supreme superior law of this fucking land. It is the jurisdiction of we the people. It's why we own the goddamn place and everything in it. Enforce it, enforce it, enforce it. And if you're out there doing it, my apologies to you. I gotta believe there's a lot that are. They're not going to put it on the fucking mainstream propaganda machine. They'll show you some 4-year-old murder where some fucking sicko hacked up a kid or hacked up a woman. They'll show you that to keep you fucking diverted. Or they'll give you a story like this. Everybody's going hunting because the pandemic's over. My fucking ball sack. Don't you buy into it. You stay fucking frosty. You stay fucking ready and you watch your six because it's coming. That is The Word from the Trenches.